KJAN Sports. Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's recap some weekend high school sports for you. On Saturday, lots of high school wrestling tournament play. Atlantic Cam was the runner-up at the Hawkeye 10 Conference Wrestling Tournament, which was held in Red Oak on Saturday. Creston OM came away with the team title with 99.5 points. Atlantic Cam had 185 points to grab second place. Lewis Central with 182 points was third. Red Oak with 178 fourth, and Harlan was fifth with 160.5. Atlantic had four individual champions. Easton O'Brien at 106, Abron Moore at 113, Caden Stutzman at 152, and Cale Roller at 285. All were standing on top of the podium at the end of the day. Also, other place winners for the Trojans included Jackson Bell. He was third at 132 pounds. Ethan Fullman had a fourth place finish at 120. Joe Weaver also finished fourth at 126 pounds to help lead the Atlantic Cam effort. Also on Saturday, tournament wrestling, Clarion Goldfield Dows won the Charger Invitational at Guthrie Center at ACGC High School on Saturday as they scored 195 points. Van Meter Earlham was the runner-up with 172 points. Northwest Webster was third, Woodward Granger fourth, and Greene County fifth. AHSTW placing sixth, followed by Tri-Center, Panorama, Riverside, and ACGC. They were among the top 10 teams in that tourney. Also at East Mills Wrestling Invitational Saturday, it was Archbishop Bergen High School winning the meet with 196.5. Trainer, the runner-up, with 171. Tarkio was third. East Mills and Woodbine were fourth and fifth. At Logan Wheeler Invitational in Audubon Saturday, Logan Magnolia won the team title with 298.5 points. Missouri Valley with a 227 total was the runner-up. East Sac County, Audubon, and the Atlantic Cam JV round out the top five in that Saturday tournament. Also on Saturday, boys basketball, Atlantic fell to Des Moines Lincoln 72-43 Saturday afternoon in a game held at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We had that one for you here on the radio. The Trojans got off to a good start in the game and led nearly the entire opening quarter. It was 13-9 heading into the second, but the Rail Splitters quickly tied it up and then took a 21-18 lead at halftime that they wouldn't let go, late in the first half that they wouldn't let go. Lincoln was up 28-20 at half and 46-27 by the end of the third quarter. Atlantic had trouble trying to create space against some tight defense from the Rail Splitters in the second half. Nate Feller led Des Moines Lincoln with 21 points. Aiden Cord finished with 14 as they improved to 10-4 on the season. Atlantic got 11 points each from Craig Allen Becker and Bradley Dennis. The Trojans fall to 6-8 on the year. They'll travel to Red Oak Tuesday night. Skylar Handlos was out for the second straight game with illness, and Tyler Moen is still out with an injury. The Trojans hope a couple of more days will get the team back to full strength after illness hit the team hard last week. In other Saturday boys basketball, it was AHSTW topping Exira EHK 58-45. Abraham Lincoln defeated St. Albert 53-37. It was Des Moines Christian over Kemper Catholic 85-57. Nottoway Valley beat Earlham 69-59. Sioux City East over Lewis Central 68-63. In Saturday girls basketball, Bedford over Southeast Warren 60-44. Abraham Lincoln beat St. Albert 62-36. Des Moines Christian over Kemper Catholic 59-34. Nottoway Valley beat Earlham 66-36 on Saturday. In college men's basketball, the Iowa men used a late 11-0 run to snap Illinois' seven-game winning streak Sunday. Luca Garza scored 25 points, including a career-high 4 3-pointers in a 72-65 win that we had for you here on the radio yesterday. That game featured 8 ties and 14 lead changes.
I mean, it was very physical. It was very intense. I thought the crowd atmosphere was phenomenal. And I use that word a lot when I refer to our crowd, but it really was. And our execution down a stretch was spectacular, but it was because we were getting stops.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says Garza's versatility was a key.
We can give it to him at the elbow, we can give it to him in the mid-post, we can give it to him on, you know, in the gray area, that post-step-out area, or we can pick and pop with him, we can pick and roll with him. If you throw it in and a double team comes, boom, he skips it to the weak side, to three-point shooters. What can you say about the guy? I mean, he just brings it every night, and he's just not a mistake guy.
Illinois coach Brad Underwood says the Hawkeyes made the key plays at crunch time.
That's toughness. That's toughness down the stretch. And that's that doesn't have anything to do as much with just physicality. It has to do with mental toughness.
Iowa improved to 16-6 overall, 7-4 in Big Ten play, tied for third place currently in the conference standings. It's tight at the top. A nine-game winning streak for the 18th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women came to an end Sunday at Michigan. Naz Hillman scored 30 points and grabbed 10 rebounds as the Wolverines cruised to a 78-63 win. Iowa never led as they fall to 9-2 in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, Michigan outplayed us in every statistical category. They came out ready to play. We were just lethargic coming out here today. They got out to an instant run right off the bat, and we were playing catch-up the rest of the time. And, you know, when you're playing catch-up on the road, it's always a little bit harder.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, says the Hawkeyes never got in a groove offensively yesterday. A late rally came up short as the Iowa State women lost at West Virginia Sunday, 79-71, a game the Cyclones trailed by 17 heading into the final quarter.
It would have been easy to just pack it in, but they didn't, and that's a credit to them. They kept competing, and hopefully that's, you know, that's what you leave here with and that they can build on, because we've got to turn around quickly and play Oklahoma State on Wednesday night.
That's Cyclone coach Bill Fennelly, who saw his team drop to 4-5 in Big 12 conference play with that loss yesterday. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have ended a half century of frustration. Patrick Mahomes engineered three touchdown drives in the final 6 minutes and 13 seconds as the Chiefs roared back from a 10-point deficit to defeat the San Francisco 49ers 31-20 in Super Bowl 54. That was a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. It's the first NFL championship for the Chiefs since they beat the Minnesota Vikings 24-7 in Super Bowl 4. Mahomes righted himself after throwing interceptions on consecutive possessions. The comeback started when Mahomes engineered a 68-yard drive that was capped by a 1-yard scoring toss to Travis Kelce. The Chiefs quarterback put his team ahead for the first time since the second quarter by hitting Damian Williams for a 5-yard touchdown. Williams later capped his 104-yard rushing performance by scampering 38 yards to give Kansas City breathing room. Mahomes shook off a slow start to finish 26-42 for 286 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions. Tyreek Hill had 105 receiving yards on nine catches, and Sammy Watkins had five receptions for 98 yards. The 49ers took advantage of Mahomes' first interception by turning it into a 1-yard scoring run by Raheem Mostert late in the third quarter. Mostert's scoring run gave San Francisco a 20-10 lead. Chiefs coach Andy Reid earned his 222nd career victory and his first in a Super Bowl. No other coach had won more games without winning an NFL championship. The 49ers fell short in their bid for a record-tying sixth Super Bowl title, even though they dominated for much of the first three and a half quarters. Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 219 yards and kept the Chiefs' defense guessing by completing passes to eight different receivers. Well, the Chiefs are celebrating their Super Bowl win with a parade. The Chiefs Kingdom Champions Parade is set for Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. Officials announced the celebration last night, shortly after the Chiefs defeated the 49ers. The festivities will include a victory rally at Union Station at about 1:30 p.m., shortly after the parade ends. Details about the parade already had been leaking out in advance as the city put generators in place near the site of the rally, and businesses in the area made plans to close or operate on a reduced schedule. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has won a record-extending eighth Australian Open championship, beating Dominic Thiem 6-4, 4-6, 2-6, 6-3, and 6-4. No other man in the history of tennis has won this tournament more than six times. It's the 17th Grand Slam title overall for Djokovic, who has five titles from Wimbledon, three from the U.S. Open, and one from the French Open. Only Roger Federer's 20 and Rafael Nadal's 19 top Djokovic's Grand Slam count. Djokovic's victory means he'll return to number one in the rankings, replacing Nadal. Thiem is 0-3 in Grand Slam finals. Webb Simpson rallied in late in regulation to beat Tony Finau and capture the PGA's Waste Management Phoenix Open. Simpson birdied the final two holes of regulation to force a playoff before sinking a 10-foot birdie putt on the first extra hole to come up with the win. Finau missed an 18-foot birdie try in the playoff. Simpson closed with a 2-under-69, finishing with a 17-under-par total. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.